All right, once a month we do this, and we always say, wow. Make us say, wow. 203-882-9757. Call in that story that just, when you tell it, people say,
wow.
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 Whoa counts, too. Whoa.
Wow.
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 Ooh.
Ooh.
How about ooh?
Holy S.
Holy S.
Holy.
How about F? Like, what the
F?
What the
yeah,
F, man?
That's good. Oh, yeah.
WTF.
Yeah.
Everybody on gets in the running to see Weird Al.
Nice.
And we start with this story out of Florida. A woman lost two toes to a spider bite.
Yikes. That's a big spider.
She's now, it didn't eat the toes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
I was going to say.
I was like, picturing this is going to be a cool
always,
story.
Always feed your spider.
Like a crocodile jaw to a spider.
He ate her toes.
Right. It's a tarantula. A tarantula.
I mean,
a toe-rantula.
A toe-rantula.
Damn those toe ranchulas. Are we drunk?
Damn toe ranchula.
Yeah. The story is that she's suing the apartment complex because she was complaining.
Right.
They never did anything.
Yep.
She got bit.
Never counted 20.
She lost two toes.
Never counted 20 again.
But man, that's a, oh, wow.
It
you
is.
Lost two toes to a spider.
Wow.
Oh.
203-882-9757. Mark in Stratford.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Is your tea ready?
Are you losing air right now?
Yeah.
Hello right now.
You wearing tight underwear?
Tight butt.
Tight underwear.
It's like...
You hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the whistler telling me that the oil is going in the tank.
Oh, you're doing that.
Oh.
Yeah, you're delivering oil.
Is that a metaphor for something?
Yeah, right.
The oil's going in the tank.
When do you know the oil's done? When you hear the whistle or when the whistle stops? Okay.
Gotcha. Are you in a tank right now?
Yeah.
I'm turning it down right now so I can talk to you.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Most folks do.
But it was December 7th, 1979. I was with a few buddies of mine and my brother. We're up in Easton. We're coming around. We're having a discussion about God.
Oh.
And who believed in it and who didn't.
Gotcha.
We're having an argument with the people. Okay, so we said, okay, hit the gas. We're coming up to the Bluebird Inn. Okay,
right.
We were coming around the corner doing 90 miles an hour. My buddy hit the espionage near that gas station there. Went into the air, went across the street. We caught the corner of the car on a tree. It spun us around. We knocked down two 30-foot pine trees, flipped over three times, and wound up on our side and had to crawl out of the car.
Like Fred Flintstone with the Bronco ribs?
Yeah. And the only thing that happened was my brother got a little scratch on his hand. Everyone else survived.
Wow.
So there is a God.
Wow.
So
he saved your ass, yeah.
So we said, so you believe in God now or what?
I got to change my underwear.
Now, was he speeding because he wanted to prove that there was a God? Or he was just speeding
to be
because he was speeding?
He was speeding to prove there wasn't a God.
Oh.
He was one of the ones who said there wasn't a God.
Oh.
So what? His thought was, I'm going to kill everybody.
I'm going to prove to you, Raj. We're going to get to heaven. There's no God there.
I have no clue what his deal was, but we all survived it. I remember it because it was 4 days before my 18th birthday, and it was a Pearl Harbor day.
So he drove like hell to prove his heaven.
Everybody walk away from that?
Everyone walked away from it.
Nice.
Just had to change their underwear.
I had to crawl back in the car because I didn't drink at the time, but they were all drinking. I had to get back into the car and get all the beer bottles.
Sounds like that oil is full now.
Right, yeah. You're turning into a transformer.
No, it's not.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
It will be full in a minute, though.
Nice.
Yeah, cool. I give you an oh wow.
Yeah,
I that's pretty wild.
I wowed prematurely.
Wow, 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 wow.
But a lot of guys do that.
Premature wow.
Wows all the way around.
I knew when he knew the exact date and year. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be a wow.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a wow.
That's a wow. That whistle is something. Okay.
Right.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm good.
Can you make this call more annoying?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so.
It's like, let me tell you my story.
Wow, whistling, bad phone connection.
I feel bad for people with
there
dogs.
There it stopped.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Well, you ever have a whistler not work and then you dump the basement full of oil?
I seen it happen, yes.
As in a customer goes, wow.
Because when the whistle doesn't work, I just don't feel it. Gotcha. I just tell them no.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
So before the day when there were whistlers,
They whistled while they worked. Wasn't that a song?
Yes.
Whistle while you work.
Yeah. Whistle I have while you work. I did before there was the whistle.
Yeah, there was the, hey!
Stop, stop, stop!
Yeah. I've overfilled the thing where before where it flooded the basement.
How do you get that smell out of the house?
You got to call EPA.
Right.
No.
Oh.
You just throw a match in there.
Oh, man.
You got to call EPA. They have to call environmental cleanup.
Oh.
It becomes very costly for the company.
Yes, it does. And, boy, they don't like you anymore.
Yeah, that becomes a real problem.
Yes, it does.
How do you get the smell of diesel out of clothes?
Buy new clothes.
I usually take it to the laundromat. My wife won't allow me to use the washer.
Well, she's smart.
Yeah. Can I read you a text? Because I'll put myself in the running for these tickets.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I think I'm going to die today.
What'd you do?
I got a text. Did you get diesel fuel on your hoodie? Our clean laundry smells like gas.
Just write no.
I should have just said no, right?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
This thing you speak
That's
of.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't even use fuel. What are you talking about?
Right. What is diesel?
Right. Yeah.
I wrote my gloves, and she said, I wish I knew before I did laundry.
Uh-oh.
So you're not going home today, right?
New cologne.
I'll come home or go near someone. They say, you smell like oil. I said, well, I can't smell it.
You smell rich.
That's right. You can't smell it.
Yeah,
you
smell
work with it all day.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, man. You're in the running for Weird Al tickets. Devin and Rocky Hill. By the way, we're asking you to call in and make us say wow. And if you do that, you get in the running to see Weird Al for free. Devin, Rocky Hill.
Hey, when I was 5 years old, I got my first bike, and later that summer, I got the top of my pinky cut off in the bike chain.
Oh, man.
Let me guess.
Did the chain come off, and then you were trying to put the chain back on?
No, I had it set up on like this sewer grate on the ground, so the back wheel was suspended, and because I had a little rock, I think I got a rock stuck in the chain.
Yeah.
And I went to go in there and, like, fish it out with my finger. Oh. And this kid I was with at the time sat on the bike and then pushed the pedal down and cut my finger off.
Oh. Oh. So now you count to 9 3/4 and they sold back on.
We went to that. We couldn't find it. So my parents rushed me to the hospital. We couldn't find the finger in the time. So we by the time we got back, we searched around a little more. And we found it. And my dad convinced me that there was a alligator that lives in the sewer, and we threw it in the sewer.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
to feed the alligator.
This must have happened in Bridgeport.
Yeah, really. like a white raisin.
First, wow. I was like, oh. Then I was like, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
You still friends with this kid?
No.
Yeah. I didn't think so.
Well, no, you gave him the finger.
You gave him the finger. Yeah.
We moved away pretty shortly after that.
I would.
How much are your pinkies missing?
It's not like a lot, but it's like, you know, probably an inch or two.
Which hand?
It's on my left.
Left hand.
Okay. My non-dominant.
Okay,
oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So it's not going to interfere with anything.
Have you found any, like, where do you come up short? Like, you know.
How does it affect you?
How does it affect you?
You can't fully pinky swear.
Picking your nose.
When I was younger, it doesn't really affect me too much, but when I was younger and Guitar Hero was popular, I could never get to the hard difficulty because my pinky was never long enough to get to the orange.
Yeah, but you could do a mean slide.
Yeah. Throw a slide on it.
Right?
Yeah. Or like Tony Iommi, he has like a plastic tip on
right,
his
yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, you got a whoa and a wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're all wows on
this. Yeah, we wow. Yeah.
You are in the running.
Yeah, look at you.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Devin. You're in the running.
So I'm guessing drinking tea's out.
Yeah, right.
Make us say wow. Get in the running to see Weird Al. 203-882-9757. Billy Bob from Oakville.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Billy Bob.
Good, thanks.
Hi, Dom.
Billy Bob.
Hi, Dom Fig.
Hey.
What's up, brother?
Oh, not much.
So what you got?
What you got?
Okay,
you're making me say something other than wow.
Any moment, it's going to be click time. What do you got?
Okay, so I was about 16 years old down in Bridgeport, and one night I said, all right, I'm going to go crabbing. So I got
in the bathroom?
I got my net and my flashlight, and I go down to the creek, and I'm walking along the edge of the creek looking for crabs.
in Bridgeport.
And all of a sudden, I see 2 feet sticking out of the reeds. And I'm like, oh, no. And then I get closer, and there's 2 legs. Even closer, there's an ass and a back. And I'm like, oh, no. There's a body in the reeds.
The body in the reeds.
And here I am, you know, at night in Bridgeport all alone. And I'm like, oh, no, this isn't good. I go up to it, and it's a mannequin.
Oh.
Must have floated in there, but it scared the crap out of me.
Oh, yeah.
That happened to me in White Hills out in the woods.
Yeah.
Really?
There was a dummy out in the woods, and you could see it was the prosthetic legs.
Yeah.
And I could see, like, the skin tone coming out of the pants, and I'm like, oh, my God, a dead body.
Wow. That's got to be worse than the worst thing was crabbing in Bridgeport. Crabbing, like, little needles.
It's easy to get the crab in Bridgeport.
Chaz, all you had to see were the feet. Billy Bob was like, I saw the feet.
I saw the
ass. Then I had to see the legs and the ass, and then I was like, oh, no.
How do you see a mannequin ass and think it's a human ass?
It's nothing like it.
You know, it was nighttime, you know. Nighttime.
And, all right. Yeah.
I'm picturing the crabs away so they walk straight.
All right, does he get a wow?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well told?
Well told.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, and I feel like I was there.
I mean, Bridgeport crab alone was wow.
That's, that itself.
All right, Billy Bob, you're in the running.
All right, guys, thanks.
Thank you.
Don't eat the crab.
Oh, Kathy is back. Oh. Hey, Kathy, can you make us say wow?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, wow. She's already here. Look at you.
You're still up.
Okay, I'd never sleep. I told you. I listen to you guys all night.
Oh. Well, we're only on in the morning. But, all right.
No, well, oh, yeah. Well, I listen to the station all night.
The voices. So, what's your wow?
Huh?
What's your story?
Okay, I was in Italy. And I went to a piazza for lunch, and I picked a nice.
What's a piazza? It's a slice of pizza. Yeah. That's pizza.
It's outside.
Yeah,
like a porch.
Oh, it's the town center.
Yeah.
So especially in smaller towns in Italy, everybody's got a little piazza. Cafes, diners, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, pizza in the piazza on the plaza.
You missed pizza in the piazza.
Hey, I'm Italian. That's how I know.
It's a piazza. What happened?
This was in Venice. And, you know, Venice has a lot of pigeons.
And water.
So anyway, I looked at the pigeons, and there was one with one leg.
Oh, Vinny.
So I called it Stumpo.
Stumpo? Okay.
I called it Stumpo, right?
Stumpo, yes.
Now, I started eating, and, you know, I talk with my hands. Well, that friggin' bird jumped on my hand. It was so heavy with his stump.
Plumpo.
He landed on my hand. And I screamed and I threw him up in the air and everybody was looking at me.
He flew into the fan, lost the other leg.
Feathers.
What was he stumped?
Well, that's the thing. When he lands, he only has one leg to land with. So you're getting all the weight in that one.
Yeah,
we cut his leg off because he was a school pigeon.
What's the wow here?
Yeah, you don't think that was odd?
Yeah, but
a one-legged pigeon?
Right. Yeah. Named Stumpo.
In Italy?
In a pizza?
Yeah.
But I'm saying, out of all the pigeons, you know, I never expected it to land on my hand.
Did you look at the menu? It said pigeon
heavy.
Leg?
Yeah.
So I ordered the chicken wing.
The pizza. Pigeon leg.
And it looked very familiar.
Right. Stumpo gave me a dirty look.
Today.
Hey, what are you doing?
I don't know. Let's go around the room. Is that a wow, AJ?
Yeah.
No.
Eh.
Okay, AJ said no, so you got to have unanimous
said,
one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said eh.
Yeah.
Oh,
three time. Hey.
Sorry, Kathy.
I can't win anything.
Keep trying.
Yeah, you will.
Don't give up.
Yeah, always just keep trying.
I heard you like my voice, so if you ever need a fill-in, call me.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, my tooth is filling.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, like one of them was on maternity leave and everything. I could fill in. I'm funny.
All right.
AJ is pregnant.
Yeah, I am. I don't know whose baby it is, though. I think it's Dom's.
What do you mean, think?
I can't hear you. What?
Kathy, you are funny.
Yes.
You're making me say wow for different reasons.
Like, yeah, but then I can,
like,
okay,
I shake my head, wow.
You said wow.
Wow.
You said wow, so now I'm in the running.
We'll put you in the running.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
We got your number.
Oh, thank
Before Stumble comes back.
Phil, so send her to Ruth. We need her on our list of characters.
We do.
Yeah. All right, Kathy, thank you.
Do you want my number so you could call if you need a fill-in?
We have it already?
Yep, we got it already.
Yeah. When you called.
Okay.
You remember giving your number to Phil?
Yeah. Stumble gave it to us.
And now we're going to give it to the authorities.
Hey.
And listen, I don't want to get paid. I'll do it for nothing.
Oh, you're not getting paid.
Oh, yeah, paid.
No. Wait, we get paid?
You're
Wait
all
a minute, we get paid?
Right?
Wait a minute.
What?
We get paid?
I'm out of here.
All right, thank you, Kath.
Thanks, Kath.
Okay.
All right, you're in the running.
I'm in the running.
Go to sleep, Kath.
Thank you.
Go to sleep, Kath.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
That was a wow.
That's her when she's excited.
No, that's a...
Yeah, but not for the story, though.
Yeah, no.
Shaking my head.
Stephen Durham?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
So I'm the youngest of three boys. When I was a kid, I was probably like around six. We're in the basement, and my oldest brother throws a dart, and it goes right over my head and sticks into the wall. And I'm like, what the hell? And he goes, oh, hey Nick, come here. And he goes after my middle brother. He's like, I just threw a dart. It went right over Steve's head. I'm going to do it to you. And he starts screaming.
Oh, no.
And I run upstairs. I'm like, Mom. I'm like, oh, Mike's throwing darts at us. And then I hear his crying.
Uh-oh.
And then I open the door. My brother Nick's walking up the stairs. He's got a dart sticking out of his head.
They nicknamed Bullseye. Who didn't see that coming?
Bullseye.
Oh, man.
It was like stuck. It was in his head.
Wow.
He was probably, 8 years old.
Did you call him Cork? Hey, shoot for Cork. Hey, Corky, get over here.
Is that a wow or a ooh?
Oh.
It's a little bit of both. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a visual.
Say. Yeah. Was at least the middle of forehead?
AJ, is that a wow?
Wow, some of that's stupid, yeah.
Dom?
Not so much.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No?
It's like the goalie
now.
For
Ruth?
I mean, if you throw a dart at somebody, chances are you're probably going to...
You're going to hit them.
Hit them.
If they would have added, then my mom punished us by putting darts to our hands,
right.
Then it would have been like,
if you told me the dart is still there, that's a wow.
Yeah, he still has the hole, and he smokes through it.
Yeah.
Or he was smarter after he got hit in the head with the dart.
Imagine that. Right.
Ricky, seven C's.
I had federal court jury duty on Monday. I got selected for a murder case. The judge knew me, so I was released from that. But the outside part of it was I got hit on in the waiting room.
Nice. By the judge?
No, by another person that was selected, or not selected, but
by the murderer?
Jury holding room. No. Well, the murder case was very interesting. It was, I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
David Meriden.
The fact he made it through was a wow.
Dave?
Great story.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on, Dave.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good.
Good.
1982, I was went to Platt High School. I was on the swim team. We wore Speedos. It was embarrassing.
Okay.
But anyway.
Elevator buttons.
After that, the swim coach had, the girl swim coach had a t-shirt that said, give me Speedo or give me head. So it was kind of not really appropriate back then, but whatever.
Well, that's another brand of swimwear, yes.
That was the coach?
Yes.
Yes, it is, yeah, yes. No. So after high school, we decided to go get food. So we all pile into I had a 1970 Plymouth Valiant.
Nice.
We all hopped in that. And
I like the details.
Driving along.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
No, it's like it happened. It was very clear. It was like a beige color.
I like the details, but.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the headline?
Yeah.
Where's the wild part?
Yeah. Anyway, sorry about that. So I'm driving. So we all pile in to go get some food before practice. And I see this object in the middle of the road. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm driving up there, and I see this leg in the middle of the road.
A leg, yes.
David Meriden. So you're driving down the road, detail after
driving
detail.
Driving down the road, a bunch of guys.
Right. Yeah. Hey, 70
trying to get
Valiant.
Some food.
Right.
Yep.
Living in a Valiant, and I pull up to this. I thought it was a fake leg. It was actually a real leg.
Real leg.
Perfectly tied shoe. Perfectly, the sock was, it was a knee-high sock. And I'm like, what the hell? It's got to be fake.
Land shark?
A little farther around this sharp corner, and there was a homeless guy who was a hit and run.
Oh.
Oh.
Was he alive still?
It was a real leg. The guy was, looked like it was dragged. It was gruesome. I don't want to get in details.
No,
saw,
that's
the,
yeah, we got it.
Did he survive?
Yep. No, he didn't.
Oh, you psyched us out. You were like, yep.
Yep.
Nope. Because I was going to say, he didn't go to court and have a leg stand on.
I was going to say he got hit, but he definitely didn't run.
I think it was a soccer career. Oh.
So the sister heard the story on the news and went to the garage, and there was the station wagon with all the blood all over it. It was her brother. So it was a hit and run.
Oh.
So he parked the car in the garage and started playing Nintendo. I don't know what he was doing, but it was just, yeah.
Yep. That's a wow.
Think Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, that's a wow.
Yeah.
That's a wow.
The body. There was no police there, so I parked in front of the body waiting for police because people were just driving by it.
Yeah.
I want to believe it.
I want to eat later.
You were protecting the body with your car.
Look at you.
Save that guy's life?
Yeah.
No.
Might get run over.
Then? I don't know.
Yeah.
Ugh, poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, the leg I didn't care about.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
You don't want to get hit by a car.
Jesus.
All right, man. I'm glad we held you for that. A lot of details up front, but man, worth the trip and sad.
Yeah.
It's a wow.
But it's a wow.
It's a wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. You're in the running.
Wow.
Making me hungry.
Yeah. And do you make a lamp out of that or what?
That's a lot to see.
I saw that in a movie.
You're making jokes on a...
I don't know the dude.
Cemetery humor.
Like we're old friends.
I used to work in a cemetery.
This happened a long time ago.
Lisa in Middletown.
It's 82.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I have a story about when I was 3 years old back in 1968. I'm the youngest of seven, so my oldest sister had made dinner that night, and it happened to be beefaroni.
Nice.
Beefaroni!
Beefaroni! Oh,
can you talk into the mouthpiece, please?
What happened to beef?
Man, I'm thriving, and I have to... Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
Much better.
Right. I had it on speakerphone because I was driving in Capser.
Yeah,
usually on 79.
Yeah, don't
But matter. Anyway, yeah. So I was at the table alone. I had finished my dinner, and there were fudgesicles for breakfast. For dessert for breakfast. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There were fudgesicles for dessert.
Stop killing me with the I like the beefaroni detail.
Beefaroni's
where are we
good.
Going? What happened? Where's the wow?
We are going to me dragging a chair to the freezer to get a fudgesicle. This is why that part was important.
Okay.
So I dragged the chair to the freezer to get my fudgesicle, and the top of the beefaroni can was on the chair.
Oh.
It went right into my knee. It was probably 3/4 away into my knee, and there's blood all over, and I pulled the lid of it out.
Oh.
I grabbed my father's T-shirt that was hanging on a chair, wrapped it around my knee, and hobbled into the living room to tell my mother I needed a Band-Aid.
Oh. How old were you? Did you say six?
Three. I was like 3 or 4 years
three,
old.
Three, and you wrapped yourself in a tourniquet?
Rambo's kid.
After yanking it out of her knee.
Right.
I did. I yanked it out of my knee because it was sticking out, and I hobbled into my mother.
Wow. You should be a doctor.
Why was the top of the beefaroni on the chair?
Yeah.
The can.
Oh, I don't know. My sister probably, she probably opened the can and it fell and she didn't bother looking for it.
Was there any beefaroni in the can at the time?
There was probably sauce on it.
Well, afterwards, yeah.
Yeah. So my dad was a police officer and he heard the call for an ambulance and he went to the house, grabbed me before the ambulance got there, threw me into the car and brought me to the emergency room.
Right.
And I have a huge scar on my knee to this day and it's numb.
Oh, back then they would stitch you up like Frankenstein.
Yes. Oh, man, it hurts.
Oh, my God. They did that. They strapped me on a gurney, gave me one of those stupid plastic face puppets. It scared the crap out of me. I remember throwing it out of my bedroom window. so that's that.
That's a wow.
Neroni.
How was the fudgesicle?
Yeah. Neroni. That's when the cans were huge, and it actually tasted pretty good. Now it tastes like crap.
Yeah. That's crapperoni.
Yeah.
I haven't had beefaroni in a long time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad I got to call in and tell you that story because every time I tell it, people are like, oh, my God, and they see the scar on my knee.
Ugh.
And it's a very big scar. It's huge.
Damn.
And it is Frankenstein quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's where you see the dots where the stitches were.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to have a scar on your kid.
Yeah. Yep. I remember my dad taking the stitches out. He wasn't going to take me to the emergency room to get it out.
Yep.
That's how it was.
I'll do it myself.
Back in the day, yeah.
That is how it was.
Lisa, you're in the running. Thank you for the story. All right. That's a wow.
Yes, wow.
That's a wow.
Neil's like a football now.
We always used to say like beefaroni nipples. Like if you had big nipples, it'd be beefaroni nipples.
You never
heard that?
Beefaroni nipples?
I've heard of gumdrop nipples.
Beefaronis. Yeah.
Beefaronis.
Big long beefaronis.
That girl's got some nice beefaronis.
No, I never want to have a beefaroni.
Hey, Sheila's got beefaronis.
Make us say wow. Matt on the road.
Hey, how you doing, folks?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
About 20 years ago, my buddy Tyler and I decided to build a potato cannon. And we built it in Milford and transported it to his house in Oxford. And the entire ride, the barrel was kind of pointed in my direction and didn't really think much of it.
It was loaded?
It was not loaded.
Okay.
So that's why I didn't think much of it. So we got to his house and we got out of the truck. He looks at me. He goes, "Hey, Matt, look down the barrel and see if the igniter's working."
That'll joke.
I said, I said, "Tyler, I don't think that's a good idea." He goes, "Why not?" And he points the barrel in the air, and this explosion of a 6-foot fireball came out of the end of this thing. None of us took in consideration of all the fumes from the glue when we put it together.
Yeah, it was a loaded potato.
Wow. We both looked at each other. Our jaws were on the ground. We couldn't believe it.
Yeah, you'd have been sour cream.
Wow.
Did you lose any facial hair?
Yeah, instant perm. You looked like a potato.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
like a baked potato. Yeah, exactly.
Well, dude, your eyebrows look different.
Yeah, they're not there.
That's a wow.
No, that could have been very different.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you look, that's a wow.
Could have been all gratin.
Sounds like something out of a cartoon I watched
once. It
does.
It's loaded.
All right, Matt, you're in.
All right, folks. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. We'll take one more. We're going to put everyone who held in, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Andy and Cheshire.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
All right. So final week in college, 15 some odd years ago. I won't say what city. Me and my friends are sitting around 3 p.m. in an afternoon enjoying smoking some local vegetation.
Of course.
And, we're on the third floor of our apartment, and we hear a chick fight ensuing.
Nice.
So we look outside. We each had our own window with a bird's eye view down onto it, and there was like 20 hood rats going at it, and all
what's
surrounding a red Civic. All of a sudden, dude jumps out the back, holds up a .45, and yeets one of the girls in the chest. And the crowd disperses. People are running everywhere.
Oh my god!
I watched all this happen right there, and then, as the crowd disperses, her 18-year-old pregnant sister was sitting across the street on the curb getting beaten with rolling pins and then stabbed in the pregnant stomach with a chef knife.
Oh,
dude.
That's another
thing. Give me them Weird Al tickets.
That is the weirdest way to end that.
Yeah, right?
Dude.
All our mouths are hanging open.
You got to warn us.
This is a
dude,
wow for
I got to tell you,
your enjoyment of telling this story.
My therapist has had his hands full, and ever since I lost him with insurance, I'm glad you guys are here.
Oh, man.
Did you, I don't even know if this is real.
Yeah,
did you witness the double?
No, 100% real. It happened,
what year?
It happened in the same city. I think I'm in the Truman Show. I met Aaron Hernandez in this city the night he murdered Odin Lloyd.
I'm not going to hang on to you anytime soon.
Yeah.
Stuff happens by you. Wow.
Yeah, dude. No, there's a black cloud that follows me, and I tell my therapist that the Truman Show is actually like a biopic of me. This is all 100% true.
We should probably say wow.
I cooperated with the police, and I was not asked to go to court, but I witnessed all of it.
Wow.
While under the influence of
cannabis,
marijuana.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's
dude.
A wow.
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 Yeah.
What city was this?
He didn't say.
Oh.
Yeah. He kind of did, but he didn't.
You know what? If I have coworkers listening right now, they'll know exactly where, and I'd rather remain somewhat anonymous.
Okay, yeah.
All right. You're in the running.
Yeah.
I wish you luck, man.
I don't know if I want to send him anywhere.
Yeah.
Be careful.